a few people from this table exit, it's because the last time, some of these club kids that are here tonight that grew up, the last time when they see me with a microphone, when I first got here, we had these things called rallies, right, girls? We had rallies in the gym every day to talk about decisions we made the day before. And sometimes those would interfere with field trips, and we'd get delayed to go on our field trips. But we'd have to stay in rally. And as they got older, they continued to tell me how long rallies took every morning and delayed them to field trips. And I said, that's based on your decisions you did the day before. That's why we have long rallies. Quickly, we had short rallies. It was weird. So if they exit stage left, it's because of the anxiety around me with a microphone talking about yesterday's decisions. So so in 2006, I was first time executive director with Boys and Girls Clubs Anywhere, and they send you to this new executive orientation. And it's 3 days worth of trainings and everything on strategic planning and financials and audit and board development and all these different things. And we had just moved to Iowa, and I was framing up my conversation, you know, to go home to Jamie and say, this is not going to work out. This is the most overwhelming 3 days I've ever had. This is not for me. We're going to move back home. But the last couple hours of it, the vice president of the region stood up, and after all this training for 3 days, he was like, in a nutshell, if you do two things well, you'll be successful in this job. I was like, I'm in on that. Let's go. Two things. That's all I got to do, right? Let's go. So he stood up and said, there are two things, if you do really well, you'll be successful with Boys and Girls Club. The first one is hire well. We've hired really well. It's a hire day one, but you can see a lot of them here have been here forever, and some of them live 800 miles from here. So figured out, you know, that was a critical piece. And the second thing they said, if you do well, is your board development, your nominations. Everybody focuses on their resource development fundraising committee, and he said, if you do your board development really well, you'll have a successful Boys and Girls Club. Not just since I've been here, but for 65 years, this club has hired well, and they've had great board development, and that's what makes them successful. So we went out of, yes, thank you. So at the time, had I known now what I didn't know then, I would have stood up and corrected him, but I knew better at the time to sit and just keep my mouth shut and listen to him. But after being in Bartlesville, the third thing I would say you do well is get a community that has a high priority on its young people and has kids as their priority. And we went from about $250 for a summer program to $25 a kid when I first got here. And our board said, bring it to the board table and see what happens. And I was like, well, okay, we'll see where this goes. But they said, sure. And at that time, there was, you know, 100 kids in the club, and now we have 1,000. And when you sign up for $25 a kid, that board knew that they had a supportive community, they had individuals, and they had corporations in this town that were going to support its young people. That's really what makes the club successful. I'm just fortunate enough to sit here and talk about it. It really has very little to do with me. So thank you, Community Foundation, RVS Wealth Management, and everybody for everything you do for the kids in this community. Thank you.